Today's just another opportunity for myself and the team to, you know, work on our craft, correct the basic stuff that we made mistakes on yesterday, and just kind of, you know, continue to get 1% better. You know, my knee feels well, comfortable to be able to go out there and throw and do some things on air and get the timing down with the receivers.
Are you ahead or ahead of schedule?
I get it. I mean, there's really no timeline on ACLs. It's just depending on how that person feels.
You feel confident?
Of course, yeah, I feel good. I mean, I've been throwing on the field for a while now, so just one of these days to actually get back out here with the group, with the team, with the whole offense, and being able to, you know, just get back to the basics of football and, you know, build that chemistry and just build that leadership and that just that trust within each other.
Does it feel more difficult physically or mentally coming back
from your injury? Nah, not for me. You know, I was at that same mindset. Regardless if I was, you know, on the field, healthy, and, you know, if I was, you know, banged up and injured and not on the field, you know, I always prepare myself like I'm the starter and like I'm out there, you know, getting ready to play.
What was it like rehabbing with JJ?
Because
I know he takes
no offense. I mean, it was just similar as me. We got the same mindset, you know, grind and feel like we're, you know, in last place and, you know, never get complacent. Each and every day is an opportunity for us to get better, and we know that, you know, we got a long way to go to get back to where we were, but we understand the process. I mean, that's a blessing. That's just JJ. That's the person he is. That's the type of heart he have, and he's a guy that, you know, wants to help, and we are actually watching it, you know, during rehab, you know, with the news, and it was kind of, you know, everyone just got quiet, you know, because it was just kind of something that we wasn't really expecting. But, you know, we send all our prayers out to those families and to that high school, and we're going to continue to help them out as much as we can.
You have a lot of new wide receivers and tight ends that you're incorporating into the offense. What are some of the things you're working with them on?
I mean, just really understanding the basic core of the offense, you know, getting those guys adapted to the new system that they're in. And making sure that they're comfortable. So whenever they go out there, some on the field, they're confident and they can play fast and be free.